here and let him say that to my face. The light was weakening. The fat tomato of a sun had slipped behind the hills. Soon it would be dark. I felt a creepy tingle against my back. Was the damned tree going to act up? Once I thought of him, I sensed an intense interest upon Old Father Tree's part. Also, a sort of dreamy rage coalescing. Suddenly, menhirs flickered around all over the place, even across the creek where the brush was dense. A dog yelped. Silent signed something to Elmo. I did not catch it because his back was turned. Elmo trotted toward the turmoil. The menhirs worked our way, forming a wall, herding something. Well, Tracker and Toad Killer Dog. Tracker looked vacuously puzzled. The mutt kept trying to scoot between the menhirs. They would not let him. Our people had to stay light on their feet to keep from getting their toes squashed. The menhirs pushed Toad Killer Dog and Tracker into the barren circle. The mongrel let out one long, despairing howl, tucked his tail between his legs, and slunk into Tracker's shadow. They stood about 10 feet from Darling. "Oh, gods," the lady murmured, and squeezed my hand so hard I almost yelled. The kernel of a change storm exploded in Old Father Tree's tinkly hair. It was huge. It was horrible. It was violent. It devoured us all with such ferocity we could do nothing but endure it. Shapes shifted, ran, changed, yet those nearest Darling stayed exactly the same. Tracker screamed. Toad Killer Dog unleashed a howl that spread terror like a cancer, and they changed the most into the identical vile and violent monsters I saw while westward bound. The lady shouted something lost in the rage of the storm, but I caught its triumphal note. She did know those shapes. I stared at her. She had not changed. That seemed impossible. This creature about whom I had been silly for 15 years could not be the real woman. Toad Killer Dog flung himself into the jaws of the storm, hideous fangs bared, trying to reach the lady. He knew her, too. He meant to finish her while she was helpless inside the null. Tracker shambled after, just as puzzled as the tracker that looked human had been. One of Father Tree's great branches whipped down. It batted Toad Killer Dog the way a man might bat an attack bunny. 3 times Toad Killer Dog gave it the valiant try. 3 times he failed. The 4th time, what might have been the grandfather of all lightning bolts, met him squarely and hurled him all the way to the creek, where he smoldered and twitched for a minute before rising and howling away into the enemy desert. At the same time, Tracker Beast went for Darling. He gathered her up and headed west. When Toad Killer Dog Beast went out of the game, Tracker got all the attention. Old Father Tree may not be a god, but when he talks, he has the voice. Coral reefs crumbled when he spoke. Everyone outside the barren grabbed their ears and screamed. For us who were closer, it was less tormenting. I do not know what he said. The language was none I knew, and it sounded like none I had ever heard. But it got through to Tracker. He put Darling down and came back into the teeth of the storm to stand before the god while that great voice hammered him and violent violet echoed round his misshapen bones. He bowed and did homage to the tree, and then he